Good morning, everybody. This is Robert Lucero, Development Hearing Officer. I hereby call to order the April 9th, 2025 hearing of the DHO at 9 a.m. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on video or audio conference. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off if you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording only the audio of this hearing. Because it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before beginning your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we're currently hearing. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, who are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. A note for the applicants. Any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck, Mr. Jacob Boylan route those documents through the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of the utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the fully signed document. If the plat is approved with conditions, you will need to complete those conditions with the appropriate DFT member and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck and Mr. Boylan to get the electronic signatures. The city engineer is the final person to sign a plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, would you please alert us to any changes in today's agenda?
I only have one announcement this morning, Mr. Hearing Officer, and that is for item number 3, which will be moved to the end of the agenda.
Very good, thank you. So given that there's no deferrals and it's just a moving of an agenda, I don't believe we need any formal ruling. Is that right, Jay?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, thank you. So again, agenda item 3 will be moved to the end of the agenda. Now that we have the agenda set for today, I would request that any members of the public who would like to speak on a particular item, please let us know when that agenda item is called. When we get to the case time for public comment, if you're on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature using the React tab at the bottom of your screen. If you're on video, you can literally raise your hand like I'm doing now. If you're on audio, calling in on your phone, please press *9. Again, *9 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. If any participant causes a disruption, the participant will be removed from the hearing. If there are any technical issues, we will end the hearing and the DHO hearing will resume at 1 p.m. today using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, I'll read a brief statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. With that, we'll go ahead and begin with Agenda Item 1. Agenda Item 1 is PR 2023-009354, VAC 2025-00014, Request for Vacation of Public Easement, and Minor Plat 2025-00010, Request for Preliminary Final Plat. Ryan Mulhall, as agent for Wendy Beach, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots, tracts 10 and 11, Block 7, Altura Addition, Zoned R1D, located at 4416 Roin Avenue Northeast between Washington Street Northeast and Avenida Manan, containing approximately 0.5635 acres. Do we have a member of the applicant team here today?
Yes, sir. Good morning. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do affirm.
Thank you. Please walk us through the application.
Certainly so. We are looking to take these two existing lots and consolidate them into one, as well as vacating a public utility easement, which is at odds with the existing building. The building kind of encroaches into it, and so our colleagues and our client have worked diligently with the PNM and other utilities to clear that easement and kind of get improvements into the right of way or existing easement to the south that we are not vacating. So that's about it. I do want to note that our client has confirmed that they are in progress with vacating the second water meter on the east existing parcel. And that they kind of began that process mid-February. So I guess that's still ongoing, but they think they're pretty close to closing that out. So with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Great, thank you. At this time, I'd request that any members of the public who may wish to speak on agenda item one, please raise your hand. Let's see, I'm scrolling through the participants.
I don't see anybody, sir.
Don't see anyone raising their hand. Last call for public comment on agenda item one. Okay. It doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll now proceed through each of the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I have no objection to either the vacation or the plat. There's, as mentioned, we do want the meter abandonment going forward. I can sign off once that's done. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chan, are you there?
Yes, sir. Oh, you got it, Tiquan. Go for
Yeah,
it.
sorry.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chan, hydrology. Hydrology has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Let's see. I did have comments listed out, but since I printed those up, the applicant provided us with an infrastructure list that I copied into the file and I sent around to everybody else this morning. With that infrastructure list, transportation has no objections and no comments to either the plat or the vacation.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Mr. This is Jay Rudenbach. I'm just going to quickly share, just so it's on the record, I'm going to share my screen with the supplemental submittals that Mr. Mulhall sent us. One second here. Just get those.
Thank you, Mr. Rudenbach. And if you would you please raise your right hand and do you
So,
swear or affirm to tell the truth?
yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
One second here. There we go. This is the marked up site sketch, and then here is the infrastructure list with sidewalks along Roine Avenue and Washington Street per transportation comments. So
Thank you. Very good. Let's see, that takes us to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments today?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boylan. I will be delivering code comments.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, code enforcement has no comments and no objections for this.
Thank you. Let's see, that takes us to parks and recreation. Let's see, do we have Ms. Phelan? Oh, yeah, Ms. Alec, Hannah Alec.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to either of the requests. Thank you.
Thank you. And that takes us to the planning department comments. I will be delivering those today.
I'll be delivering them.
Mr. Hearing Officer.
Is Marcelo Ibarra?
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you. I'm in trouble with all the windows here. Please raise your right hand. You swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I was just going to cover a couple of things here. I've noticed that the application number needs to be added to the plat. The AG's office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided prior to final sign-off of the plat. And also, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And that'll be the end of my comments.
Thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see every hand raised.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hearing Officer. Marcel, because there's an infrastructure list now included with this submittal, we're going to need to have a recorded IIA be submitted as a condition of approval. So just make
Okay.
sure that you add that condition as well into the chat.
Okay. I'll make sure and include that also.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Ibarra?
No, that'll be all. I'll just
Okay.
include those comments in the chat.
Thank you. Let's go back to Mr. Mulhall. Did you have any questions for staff?
No, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We expect that we'll work with our colleagues on getting that IIA to planning ahead of expecting signatures. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, I understand Mr. Ibarra is putting items in the chat. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see you have your hand raised.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Hearing Officer. I just want to make sure, Marcel, did you cover the justification criteria for the vacation public easement?
Let me see. No, I didn't. Let me see. It covers the 6 6 6M 3A. There's
Yes.
no, yeah. Also included in the chat, if you want me to.
I just want to make sure that the applicant provided justification for the vacation of public easement.
Oh yeah, and I'll yes, he did, and
Okay.
I'll share it here in the screen.
Yeah, please do.
So,
Thanks. Let's see.
Great, thank you both. You can find this a little difficult too, so many pages.
Should be in the justification letter or so. Yeah, it should be here. There it is. It's down the very bottom of the page sheet of the first sheet there. It's looks like the first and second paragraphs, or third, it's just everything under the existing public utility easement section.
So it's this one. That's for 6 6 M 3 A and 6 6 M 3 3 B.
All right, thank you, sir. Just want to have screen share Mr. Mulhall's justification for the vacation of public easement. Just confirm that on the record. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm copying those things now.
And Marcel, just put those conditions of approval in the chat, please.
Yeah, they're there.
Oh, there we go. All right, I think that concludes Planning's
Wonderful.
comments, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, Mr. Runbeck and Mr. Ibarra. Very good. Okay. Well, I appreciate all of the submittals and evidence submitted, all the comments of staff. This matter is ready for decision. And I hereby approve VAC 2025-00014, the vacational public easement, which is listed under PR 2023-009354. Because the public welfare does not require that the easement be retained, and there is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is abridged by this vacation. Also, I hereby approve minor plat 2025-00010, also listed under PR 2023-009354. Bear with me one second. With the associated vacation just mentioned or just approved, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First of all, the application number must be added to the plat. Secondly, the Aegis office must approve the DXF file, and proof of the approval must be provided prior to final sign-off of the plat. And the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And there must be a recorded IIA prior to the final sign-off of the plat. Very good. Thank you very much. That concludes agenda item one. Have a good day, Mr. Mulhall.
Thank you. And